My. We got a good podcast for you today. At the very end, after the closing jingle, stick around for an interview with Maddie from Maddie and Tay. They have a brand new album out called Through the Madness Volume 1, and they've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. It's like they got a new album. We got new baby stuff to talk about because it's only Maddie, not Tay. We'll explain all that again after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
That song is so therapeutic that it could be sold at health food stores.
Patrick did.
Oh my God! I missed that. Was that when Patrick I was out of the room?
Yeah, that was like Monday or Tuesday. We had this amazing phone call, and yeah, she loved your podcast theme. Yeah, she was amazing.
Oh, wait,
that song is so therapeutic that it could be sold at health food stores.
She's talking about the podcast theme for
real? Yes, for real.
Oh man, that warms my heart, lady.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
They're very therapeutic songs. Health food stores or whatever.
That is the greatest thing I've heard today.
Remember health food stores? Like, you used to walk in and they kind of smelled kind of hempy and just kind of had a weird thing to it. And they would sell, like...
You've been to Whole Foods? It still kind of has that kind of hippie...
Yeah, it does. Like, it's kind of a hippie thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you said hippie or hempy?
Both. You said hempy and I said hippie. Because they both work.
But there used to always be one, like when they first started up, now they're kind of hip and, you know, whatever. But it used to be like you go in there and that's where you would get like, that was the first place I saw they had raw organic almonds. And I was like, why would you ever do that? What do I need?
Because it's
raw,
so expensive and everything, almonds? Too. That's, who needs that?
I don't know.
Who must have the raw
organic?
I also
like my almonds flavored. I appreciate the salt.
Man, some of that stuff, it's so good.
I don't even know what a raw, unsalted, whatever, organic.
Unroasted, boring. Unsalted almonds are not. I mean, it's a different thing, but it's almost, you start eating and you go, this is
wrong.
They're very bland.
They're boring.
Yeah,
really? So boring, yeah.
Are they still like as hard and crunchy?
No, they're a little softer, actually.
A little softer.
Like, are they cashew soft?
No.
Because I find cashews are just like the softest of...
I was thinking cashews. Sorry, cashews, unroasted, unsalted.
Very
same
similar.
Thing. Very similar.
No, like, I like cashews, unroasted, and unsalted. I've had them.
They're
you might
good.
Like almonds, then.
Yeah, you might like the raw almonds.
I mean, I don't know. I trust you.
I'm not saying they're bad. Because
I trust
not
you and
bad.
Your expertise over my expertise.
It's a whole different...
When it comes to nuts.
Thing. You saying I know more about nuts than you?
You know much more about nuts than I do.
I don't know.
I'm a 5-year-old.
Hey, Carson.
Wow.
Sorry.
I think between the four of us, I know the least.
Wow. Did we really devolve?
I'm not saying a word.
Nope.
Hey, by the way, how is your dating world going?
Oh, very non-existent right now.
None
Why?
At all.
I don't like to be on the apps from the new year until Valentine's Day because everybody's really clamoring to get a date for Valentine's Day, and I find it super awkward. So I usually get back on the apps on the 15th of February.
You're so weird.
Like the day after.
Yeah.
Who waits until the day after?
Me.
Carson and I, and you guys know her too. She's a friend of the show. Her name is Monta. And Monta is always making fun of how horrible the dating apps are. And this is an actual profile. I guess I can show this.
Yeah,
I don't
why
care.
Not? Yeah.
It's an actual profile pic that she saw. It's just a guy who is, it's his profile picture is a nutcracker toy.
He
and it says,
knows
Dylan,
more about nuts than
Dylan,
we do.
32, nutcracker. She goes, what am I supposed to do with that? Is somebody actually swiping right on that? She goes, where are the normal people?
Yeah, there's nothing tantalizing about that to make you want to.
This is not endearing or cute. Or,
no, it's not at all.
This is creepy.
It's kind of creepy. It's like the kind of guy who wears your skin as an outfit.
I don't know who you are, Dylan, if you ever see this. I'm trying to help you. You could be an ugly, fat man, okay? It's better than this. This is creepy.
Yeah, because I look at that and I think, oh, this is a guy who's going to giggle on dates.
That or
I'm a giggler.
By the way,
is that terrible? I mean,
wow, boy, you just got on Bubba's front porch.
I am a giggler.
Wow, Carson.
If you can make me giggle, you will get to see the jiggle. It's awesome. Or not, apparently. Who knew?
How long you been married, Bo?
A very long time. Maybe she likes the giggle.
So, Carson, have you ever been on a date with a giggler?
There was one guy I went out with, and when I even say giggle, I mean he laughed at... When I say everything, it's that nervous that a lot of people I don't think know how to talk anymore without following it up with a laugh. Like, yeah, I went to the store today. Why? What's the comedy in that? I missed it.
We get people who call the show and do that.
Yeah.
They laugh uncomfortably because they don't know what to do because they've never called before. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of... Listen, and there's a lot of great radio shows out there, but there are a lot of other ones that just... They laugh at things that aren't funny. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to... That's why the whole weenie in the butt on... who
Family Guy.
That, if you know what that is, you can Google that and see it. But it's making fun of radio morning shows because they're over-the-top dumb and laughing for no reason.
You know, mm-hmm. Listen, I'm of the four of us, I'm the laugher here because I'm the one who laughs when you say something funny. But it's...
That's fine.
I'm not laughing at anything that I don't genuinely... I don't... You know, I have one friend who's a radio guy who likes to get on me because he says I overlaugh. I'm like, but that's my laugh. That's my laugh. And that's my real laugh.
See,
and
mine is much more
Bubba's,
a giggle.
Bubba's
I don't have
a big
guffaw.
No, but but it's a real... He's not just over there going because he feels like he's supposed
to. I have the George Bush giggle.
I can tell you because one of my, you know, my goal here is to make all of you laugh. And ain't nobody in this room giving me free laughs.
That's true.
You got to earn them. You got to say something funny in this room to get laughs. So that's part of what makes it real.
Worked with a guy who thought that he said we needed to be less funny on the air because we needed to be more emotional. And laughter is not an emotion.
Laughter
I'm like, dude, laughter
emotion.
Is the most priceless
wow.
of all emotions.
Possibly the dumbest person
I've
ever
met. Heaven forbid somebody feels good.
I know.
And has endorphins and a smile on their
I know.
Face. What?
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is
people
that guy.
People connect with emotions.
That guy had probably.
Laughter is not an emotion.
Yeah. He completely missed the point because he's probably never made anyone laugh before.
Yeah.
He had no sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just because you're not funny, sir, does not mean that being funny is not a great benefit in something like this, in a radio
there's
show.
There's a reason that you have girls who always say, I just want a guy who makes me laugh.
I mean, that's mm-hmm. crap. They also want him to be cute. They want a cute guy who makes them laugh.
I will tell you in my dating experiences that a couple of guys that were long-term boyfriends, I would have never been attracted to, except they were so darn funny. They basically, their humor was what...
Makes them hotter?
I don't want to say wore me down, but you know.
I can joke all I want, and I had a lot... I did not have a lot of, quote, luck with the ladies. We talked on this show for years about how bad it was.
At least you got lucky with the right one.
Right. But... I got way more luck with the ladies than I would have gotten looking like I do with the, you know, I'm not rich, you know, I ain't super handsome and I don't have an, look at me, I'm a big fat guy.
And
but
you use ain't in sentences?
I use ain't in sentences a lot, okay? But, funny worked. Remember we didn't know you at the time, but you've heard the story. Remember the girl I went on the date with who, like, told me at the end that I wasn't funny?
I don't remember
this.
I don't remember this one.
Oh man, it was the worst date I've ever been on. Not the funniest or the weirdest, but the worst date I ever went on was this girl. She walked up. She basically sat down at the table, and it's some friends of mine that had set us up. And she just drilled me with questions one after another. I felt like I was being cross-examined in a trial. It was so uncomfortable, and I made a couple of jokes. And at one point, she goes, "Don't do that." And I went.
Don't do what?
Don't
By the way, you're
what?
Paying for your own meal.
Yeah, she goes, that thing where you do that self-deprecating thing where you try to be funny, it doesn't work.
Wow.
I got news for you, lady. This is my whole job. It's also my whole personality. and I've got hundreds of friends and 17 listeners who might disagree with you that I it does work for me. And she's like, it doesn't. It's very unattractive. I'm like, we're not. And at the end of the date, this is what y'all might remember. The end of the date, I walked her to her car, and then I said politely, maybe we can do this again sometime. And she goes, no, we're not going to go out again. And I said, okay. She goes, would you like me to tell you why? And a smart healthy person would say, no, thank you.
No, run, escape.
I'm good. But as a comedian and also an idiot, I, of course I said, yeah, sure, yeah, what have you got? And she just laid into me, man.
What was some, what did she say?
Well, one, I think I'm funny and I'm not. I'm not enough of a type A personality for her. I'm like, lady, what do you, who,
right?
Who are you looking for if I'm not a type
what
A personality?
What alphabet are you using?
Is there a letter that comes before A that I'm unaware of? And then she complained about how I dressed, my shoes.
Wow.
She didn't like that I'd let my hair go gray because a man with more self-respect would have dyed it. I'm like, I mean, I'm like, what? What a terrible thing to say to somebody you just met. But she was married within a year.
Wow.
And I pray for that man sometimes. Wow. I do. I hope he's okay.
There's no way they're together still. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I haven't checked in a while.
No, there are people. There are dudes.
I'm not saying her name. I'm not saying her name.
How many letters?
I'm not.
Dude. Can we wordle her?
First of all, we wordle her?
We'll get six guesses.
You guess and I'll tell you if the letter is correct. I honestly don't. I have to like really rack my brain for her name. I used to know it, but this has been
I've got two friends that are very similar in personalities, and both of them basically defer 100% to whatever their wife wants. Like, I've been at dinner, and they order something, and the wife will go, oh, you don't want that. Oh, okay, what do I want? You want the blah, 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 blah. And I'll just sit there going, wow.
I can see me saying that.
Now, Stacey will say something. She'll go, is that going to fit in your calories?
No, you know, I don't even mean that. But like, sometimes I do feel like I know what Vivica wants at a restaurant more than she does because she thinks she wants this. But no, she's going to wish she had gotten.
You've actually told her before.
Not like that, though. I wouldn't say it like that. Don't you think you would rather have the thing? And, you know. But also, my wife is the person who reads the whole menu and can't decide. So that's her. She'll tell you herself. That's one of her biggest weaknesses. She has trouble sitting down at a restaurant and picking something. It's amazing she ever settled for me. It's really.
That's crazy. Like, I walk in and I'm like, I want a burger. So I go to this place for burgers and I will get something completely different. I'll go into a sushi restaurant and I'll end up having miso soup. I'm like,
Bubba's the guy who goes to the steakhouse and orders the fish. He's the guy. He's that guy.
Barry Manilow die?
But never the chicken.
No,
what?
No, no. Are you kidding? I wouldn't be here. I would be curled up in the fetal position, weeping. Absolutely not. No. He's trending.
Yeah, he
is. You know how Neil Young pulled his music off Spotify? Barry Manilow has done the same thing.
Oh, because of Rogan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. What do these people think that we care? I don't care. Why? What does that have to do, if you disagree with someone, what does that have to do with anything? You're going to punish someone who's a fan of yours that listens to you on something because you don't agree with what someone else who's also on
this
that
is just
same
that
platform?
Thing. I'm just bringing
I mean, nothing against Barry.
It,
I know you love him and all. I like his music. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah. Barry, totally he also, all. In the past, he's actually stepped out. There were other talk shows and stuff that he had been booked on, and because of differences in positions on things like gay marriage, he would actually back out of it. So this isn't the first time that he's just. And the thing is, he's not being super loud about it. He just did it.
When you make a stand, whether you're pro, against, whatever, as long as you're consistent, then I don't care. Mm-hmm. I would rather somebody be consistent, but also understand that.
Okay, but RIP my workout playlist. Because the amount of Barry Manilow I have in my workout playlist is absurd.
Yeah, because Carson is a fan-a-low. For those of
I
you
just
who
don't
know
where you cut that stuff off. We can't have disinformation. Okay, well, you're against GMOs, Neil Young, and I don't want to put my foot in the lion's mouth, but you realize GMOs have saved 2 billion lives in the last 50 years?
The other problem with Neil Young, though.
People. I'm just saying, that's disinformation.
No, but don't forget, too, Neil Young had his own streaming service. This is where I took real umbrage with the idea that we were all, whichever sides you're on, that Neil Young, I think, like, it wasn't called Pong, but it was something along those lines.
So he was slow to come to Spotify anyway.
So this is where I go, I don't care about this. There's
a
shadow
a
for me that this is not a cut and dried, I'm upset and about one issue. I feel like he's got other.
Just for the record, because we're so unpolitical here, I'm not complaining about people who are against GMOs. I understand people have reasons. What I'm saying is.
What is GMO?
A genetically modified organism, okay?
For like food or whatever.
This food has GMOs in it. listen, if you believe strongly in that, good for you. The thing is, there are a group of people, there are a group of scientists who would tell you that that is disinformation. Okay? So who gets to decide what is disinformation?
Whose opinion matters
the most?
Whose opinion
matters?
Because everybody's got an opinion.
Everybody has
and
an opinion
a lot
on
of times,
tons of stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of times we're wrong, and we just have to be able to go, okay.
You will not find something I care more about than free speech. And before it became such a – before cancel culture was even a thing, I used to be the one – because it was always comedians were the first ones getting popped for this kind of stuff. And I would defend it every time.
Yeah.
Was he trying to be funny? Maybe he missed the mark, but this isn't an assassinatable
How many
offense.
Times have we said on the air, if you can't discern between humor and hate – then you're probably not somebody that needs to be listening to our show.
Yeah. And also,
you're just probably an
unhappy person. I'm sorry. You're probably the kind of person who's just not very. You should talk to somebody.
That's maybe sad. I'm sad for Carson for the Barry Manilow thing. I didn't realize that.
You don't know how many times "I'm Your Man" is on repeat on my workout.
No, you're the only person I know that would have Barry Manilow on your workout. Barry Manilow?
Some Kind of Friend, Bandstand Boogie. Weird, the only one they didn't have was You're Looking Hot Tonight because it's only on a Greatest Hits collection, and they didn't have that Greatest Hits collection on Spotify, so I would have to pull
over
it up on
under
YouTube.
On the number of people on the entire planet who know that.
I don't even know those songs.
She has
mentioned four songs. Three
yeah, nobody
songs
knows
I've never
the
heard
I
of.
Love Upbeat Angry Barry. And yeah, Some Kind of Friend.
That's not
it is like when he starts trashing this chick and being like, "Saw you at the Beechwood Cafe. You looked at me, but you had nothing to say." That was Some Kind of Friend. It turned out to be Barry. Got no time for you. Barry got no time.
Dang,
you driving around your
feisty
Maserati. He don't like it.
Oh my god!
Is that part of the song too?
I don't know. This is
he
so
name
great.
Checks Maserati. Yep.
Oh,
wow, which means that it's probably a real person he was calling out.
Oh, I bet he was.
You know what it is? It's like when Bubba gets all Star Wars geek, and I realize that I'm not as bad as that. It's like I'm a music nerd. I may be one of the 10 biggest music nerds on the planet, and then Carson will sometimes say stuff like that. It's so nerdy that even I get to make fun of it. How often do I get to make fun of somebody else?
It was a
for
couple
being
months ago,
nerd?
Patrick and I were talking, and I like run and I go, "Dude, Bruce Dickinson is coming to town." And he goes, "Even I'm not nerdy enough to go watch the lead singer of Iron Maiden talk."
Talk. You know, if he had been playing a show, I would have gone to
that. But isn't he like really smart?
Yeah, super smart, very engaging. But yeah, Patrick's like, "Yeah, even I'm not going to go to that." And here I am. I'm like, I need the Bruce Shale code.
I need to watch that documentary, the Flight 666, Iron Maiden.
I've seen that. It's
good. Where you watch him fly his band around.
Oh yeah, I want to see that.
Y'all, I just want to say it again. Carson went to hear the lead singer of Iron Maiden give a talk for an hour and a half.
I'm going to see Henry Rollins do the same thing.
If your dude from the Smashing Pumpkins was doing a talk, would you go, Patrick?
I would, and I would fully expect you all to make fun of me for that. Fully.
Actually,
absolutely.
We need to get him on, because I want to talk to him about the shape-shifting alien stuff and all that. That's some craziness.
And he and I could talk about wrestling.
He won't talk about that on the air. But
why?
Because he won't.
That's fine.
He wouldn't do it on
That's fine.
On Stern,
I'll talk to him, and he can just nod.
Carson, I've been kind of getting into wrestling a little
bit. Have you?
Yeah, I watched, what was the thing last Friday?
SmackDown in Nashville?
Yeah.
Was that what it was? Was it SmackDown? I don't know, but is this because we went to micro wrestling and did it?
No.
Did it bring you back?
No,
did
I just
it light
got
a fire in
I don't,
you?
It's so drama-filled, and it's easy to make fun of it. I found that there was like a progressions that I went through. At first it was like, oh, wow, there's a lot of people at this thing. And then like, oh my gosh, this is so dumb. Oh.
And then you come back around.
Oh, don't let him do that to you.
I got into heels on Stars. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because Carson, a wrestling super fan, can't get into it.
Tell Alexander Ludwig, but I was kind of bored.
I love the show. Yeah, it's great.
Heels are the bad guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Correct.
Faces
the face is the good guy. The heel is the bad guy.
You know what tomorrow night is, D?
What's tomorrow night?
Royal Rumble.
What?
I don't know. What does that mean?
A pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
But,
big
you can watch it on Peacock, so I have very big plans that I am going to cook up some fried dough.
Wait, it's pay-per-view, but it's for free on Peacock?
Well, it's because WWE is on Peacock, so yeah, you can. I think you have to pay a little extra. Well, because the WWE app,
When is it?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, can my dad and I come over while all the women are at the baby shower and we can watch Royal Rumble? So, we would do that.
My brother's in town, and he's like, you know, Saturday night's Royal Rumble. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah. So I figure we'll sit, we'll watch that. You could make some fried dough. And I'm like, this is my life. I'm sitting around on a Saturday night with my brother, watching like WWE. And I go, you know what? All right, that's fine. I'm in. Let's do it.
By the way, speaking of wrestling, something that's presented in a similar way that my dad is really into, like, and I had never really paid attention. And we watched it last night. BattleBots on Discovery.
That's yes.
BattleBots yes. used never to be seen on Comedy Central like 20 years ago.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
And it
yeah.
was presented. And it failed. It kind of faded out. It had like 3 seasons, but they kept doing it in real life. And they have the events in Vegas and stuff. And then like 5 years ago, Discovery brought it back as a TV show, and it's really good. They have the two guys doing play-by-play. And it's like real dudes. I can't remember which one, but it's like Chris.
It's not Robo Dudes?
Something. But you know, like a guy who had done other stuff. I can't think of his name.
Like real announcers.
Like real announcers. Okay. Like, oh, wow, this is good play-by-play. This is actually really well done and presented. And they have the ringside announcer who brings them in. You know, coming in with his engineer, blah, 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 blah. And he does the big voice. The best BattleBot of all time. And I can't remember his name, but, you know, and I was like,
and then they fight the bots.
The two robots
Chris
fight
each other. Crash against each
Chris
other.
Chris Rose and the other
Kenny
guys.
Florian?
Kenny Florian.
And then they, like, have all the weird fighter. Stuff. They've got, like, little things, arms that'll beat them up and spinny blades.
They have stuff on the outside that's, like, obstacles that can, because some of the robots.
Have soft tissue?
No, their strategy is just to like lift the other one up, push it, flip it over, push it into the spikes, push it into the grinder, push it into the hammer. But oh my gosh, they were all different. I sat there and watched out with my dad for an hour. It was fascinating.
I have not watched BattleBots since it was on Comedy Central.
Right.
So it's been 20 years
ago.
So
and
the
I was
tech
like,
has got to be
the
way
tech's
better.
Gotten better, and the presentation has gotten way better, and the fact that they do it like a big. Not a tournament, but they do it like a season where they all fight each other, and then they, you know, they come back and the leaders they get put into a tournament and they have a big thing at the end of the year. I'm like, this is I would go to. There's a crowd. That's the
I
other
can't
thing
believe
I
that I just now
have.
Got into this. Like, right, just hearing your excitement.
Oh, I know.
Got it me was, excited. I'm like, I'm totally adding this to.
It's also amazing the emotional attachment you can form to them.
Oh yeah,
that when
to
you
the
are
robot or
yes.
the people,
but no, the robot,
the robot.
But that, like you feel sympathy when one gets pushed into the spikes.
Oh yeah,
you're and like, oh the fan no, favorite. I hate but to see that.
I was gonna say, I don't know if on Comedy Central 20 years ago they had a live audience. They do it in a little mini arena with like a live crowd there cheering it on.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot that adds a lot to it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember an audience. I remember it was just like the crew, the each different team.
So like, remember how dull sports was last year with nobody there?
Yeah.
Like that, so yeah, having the crowd there makes it a better experience in the show. And then when they win, they smack talk each other. Like the lead driver, the lead engineer is like, I knew we had the best robot, and I knew we had the strategy. My driver, we come in here. It's like NASCAR. It's unbelievable. They do everything but thank the sponsors. It's so freaking cool. They go to the other guy who lost last night, and he's like, I got to give it up. If we were going to lose, that's the best robot we've faced so far, and they deserve to win. It was
they can quote pi to the 18th position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. It's fun. I'm telling you. Y'all check it out. It's
all
actually
right, battle
really entertaining.
Bots. I'm in.
So, all right. Y'all ready to just I laugh so hard at our Barry Manilow thing.
Are you okay?
You're laughed out.
Right. You're all right.
I did.
You're gonna
I
make
I
it
have
hard.
A little bit. Yes.
Carson, name one more Barry Manilow song nobody's ever heard of.
I want to do it with you.
Yeah, I want to. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that is literally that and being 4 years old listening to it. I didn't understand that. Bermuda Triangle. That's also a jaunty tune.
Oh, my God.
That's jaunty.
Jaunty.
Jaunty yes. Barry Manilow jaunty tunes. Tune. Well, this podcast is on Spotify, so if you're listening to it, you can't go listen to Barry Manilow next.
But, hey, not a wonderful thing about the podcast jingle is...
That song is so therapeutic that it could be sold at health food stores.
And we're about to play it right now.
Oh.
Yes. This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
That's right.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Maddie from Maddie and Tay. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Big D and Bubba. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Is it weird doing an interview like by yourself again for like, because you guys are always together doing stuff.
Let me tell y'all. Okay, well, first off, while she was in the hospital, I was having to do some interviews and stuff, and I just cried and cried. So the goal today is to not cry. More just because I miss my best friend. But, you know, I'm spreading my wings. I'm getting out of my comfort zone, I guess, but it's definitely really weird.
Don't make us cry either, please.
Yeah, we're sympathy cryers.
I know.
We are.
I know.
And it gets really ugly.
It does not take much.
Oh, no.
Yeah, congrats on this this new album collection, whatever we're calling them nowadays, called Through the Madness, Volume 1. It is out. And
why didn't you guys call it Through the Maddiness?
You know what? It should be called Through the Maddiness. Guys, that is wonderful.
What we're here for.
And it should be called Through the Maddiness, Tay 1. Oh. As in like take
yes.
one?
Yes.
Yeah, take one. It's perfect. Oh, my gosh. I love it. You know what, y'all? I will say, I don't know. So typically I name the albums just because it, I don't know, that's like one of my things. T and I both have our different like things that we like to do. So it took me a while to name this project. And Through the Madness felt right, you know, during the pandemic and writing this whole album through the craziness of everything. And then, literally as it's about to come out, more madness. So I'm like, damn it, did I put that on us? Like, did I put the madness back on us?
You probably did. It's all your fault. So
it is all my fault.
So Mama and Baby are doing well from what we understand?
Yes, they are. Tay is getting stronger and stronger every day. But, I mean, being on bed rest for a month, like your body, I mean, just her strength, like just getting up is hard. So her and the baby Layton, they are perfect and healthy and doing amazing. So, and then hopefully she'll get to take that sweet girl home in a couple months.
I heard it's like astronauts who've been in space for like months and then they return and they're like, oh, this is what gravity feels like.
I bet. I should ask T. I get to see her this week, so I'm going to ask her if she feels like an astronaut.
Make sure you go, hey, I was talking to Bubba, and he said if you feel like an astronaut.
You might feel like an astronaut. Like you're superhuman because you just birthed a child and an astronaut. So that's pretty cool.
Maddie from Maddie and Tay joining us, celebrating a new release. It's we're birthing all kinds of stuff.
See what you did there.
We got
No, seriously, it was so weird. It was like, birthed a baby 1 week and then birthed an album the next. Like, there's a lot of blessings happening at one time.
For sure. Was Josh there in the delivery, or do you know?
He was, and I don't want to, you know, say too much so, you know, T can speak on, you know, what she wants to share and stuff, but the delivery was great. That's what I'll say. It was great, and she said it was like way better of an experience than she expected.
Oh,
it.
Good.
So that's, I feel like you always hear the opposite. So she had a really great, beautiful delivery. And and Josh was a freaking champ, y'all. I mean, he is husband of the year. I'm going to make him a trophy because he rocked it.
was he out in the waiting room wearing a fedora, smoking a cigarette, pacing back and forth like a 1950s dad would?
That would be cool, but I think Tay would have killed him. I think she's like, your ass is going to be right next to me this whole freaking time.
I remember, like, my first daughter was born, and in the middle of labor, I was like, well, I'm going to go home and walk the dog. I'll be back in a little bit. Oh, my gosh. You thought I
did. Was a joke?
No, I actually really did do that. Well, because, like, labor takes forever, and we were in the early stages.
True. Yeah, that's a good one, too, is go, how long is this going to take?
That's fair.
That's a good one. They love that one. That's
fair. Can I tell y'all what a superhuman Tay is? She went into labor 5 times. I'm talking active labor. I'm talking epidurals and everything. And by the fifth time, she came out. So,
wow.
Man, oh, man.
She is a bad mamma jamma. Women are so cool.
Women are so strong, really. I'm so glad that the baby's good, she's good, and you're good. And look at you doing all the promotional work for the new album. It's called Through the Madness, Volume 1, Maddie and Tay. Maddie, putting it up. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Later, gators.
Okay. Later.
Bye.
They're so sweet.